come to the time of our service, we're to, which we are about to take of the Lord's Supper. And the Lord's Supper is a beautiful commemorative supper where we come together to remember the Lord's death until he returns. This is a time of solemn reflection upon our individual lives. And our aim at this moment is to reflect on our relationship with God. And it is a time for us to examine our hearts, to examine our minds, our motives, our ambitions, our thoughts, all the things that make us who we are, to make sure they are in alignment with what God wills for us in his word. This morning, I'm going to have a couple of readings. I'm going to start in Luke 22, and beginning in verse 14. It said, "And when the hour came, he reclined at table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And then he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise the cup, after they had eaten, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Jesus, in verse 15, it is told, he says, he earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you, with them. Why was he desirous, so earnestly desirous of this time? As we consider this text and the events that took place right before this and those that were soon come after, let's focus on this reason. He was the fulfillment of the Passover. In Exodus 12, we find the establishment, the institution by God of the Passover meal. You will remember that Israel, being in bondage to the Egyptians, the Lord was preparing to do, had sent 9 plagues upon Egypt, and the 10th plague was about to come. The Lord is prepared now to set them free, and he was going to pass through the land and was to kill the firstborn of all who was not under the protection of blood of a lamb. Beginning with verse 3 of chapter 12, we read, "Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor shall take according to the number of persons, according to what each can eat, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the 2 doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on fire, with unleavened bread and bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted, its head with its legs and its inner parts. And you shall let none of it remain until morning. Anything that remains until morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover, for I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment, for I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be for you a memorial day. You shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast. So let's take note of a few things here. In verse 3 of chapter 12 of Exodus, it states that they, that is the Israelites to whom this was given, were to choose a lamb for the sacrifice on the 10th day of that month, the first of their months. In Matthew 21, we read in verses 1, in Matthew 21, we read of Jesus in verses 1 through 11 entering Jerusalem during the week of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, that is the Feast of Passover week, in what today is often called his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. This he entered on the 10th day of the month. In verse 5 of Exodus, we read that they were to examine the lamb to determine that it had no blemish over the next several days. For the next 4 days in the account of Matthew, Jesus presented himself at the temple, teaching the people, responding to his critics, and even silencing his adversaries. No blemish was found in Jesus during this time. Indeed, Jesus went to the cross without sin, bearing our own iniquity to the and freeing us. In verse 6 of chapter 12 of Exodus, the whole assembly on the 14th day of the month, with solemn gravity of what they were about to do, was to gather and slaughter these chosen lambs. And it was on the 14th day of the month when Jesus was delivered over and was killed. Verse 7 in Exodus tells us that the blood from the lambs were to be spread on the lintel and the doorposts of their houses so that the Lord would pass over them in his judgment. The blood of Christ today must be applied to the sinner's heart so that the Lord will pass over you in his day of judgment. When the Lord passed through Egypt, he was not looking at whether people were worthy or not, because none were. When he was passed through Egypt, he was looking for the blood. When we, on Judgment Day, all kneel before him, each and every one of us, he will not be looking at whether we were worthy, whether we were good enough, whether we did everything right, checked off all the boxes on our list. He will be looking for the blood of his Son that was applied by faith to our hearts. In Exodus, the Lord gave opportunity to all to come under the protection of the blood before he brought his judgment. Jesus, in his Passover at this Last Supper, he even offered a final warning to Judas, whom he knew was betraying him, before he left the table to go and fulfill the contract that Judas had made with the scribes and the Pharisees. Why does the world exist today, at this moment, except for God's patience, waiting for those who would to come under the protection of his Son's blood? Why was the Passover meal instituted? It was a meal given to Israel to remember what the Lord had done for them in delivering them from Egypt. All those years of observing it, they were to recall how the blood of the Lamb protected them. Why was the Lord's Supper instituted? This meal is given to us all to remember what our Lord has done for us. And each time we observe it, we are to recall that he was the Lamb that was slain and whose blood now protects us.